From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. Cities and towns across Utah, from Big Water to Smithfield, are holding primary elections tomorrow, narrowing the field of candidates for mayor and city council positions. There's one town in Sanpete County where the mayoral primary has drawn intense interest this year. KUER's Dan Bomas reports.
About 100 people gathered in the Wasatch Academy Gymnasium in Mount Pleasant for a Meet the Candidates night on July 31st. It was another indication of the intense interest in this year's municipal election, something this town of 2,800 hasn't always shown in the past. 2 years ago, Jeff McDonald joined the 5-member city council because he was the only candidate in the race.
And I just decided I would give it my best shot and see if I could win even as a write-in. And then not long after I had signed up, Mr. Reed Thomas stepped down and nobody else had signed up, so I was able to get on city council without going through an election.
McDonald immediately began trying to reshape city government with ideas others on the council seemed unwilling to hear. He challenged what would normally have been routine city spending. He demanded investigations of other elected officials. Now he's decided to run for mayor, hoping that office will give him a better opportunity to get his agenda considered. But a couple of city staffers got so frustrated with McDonald, they sent an email complaining about him to the publisher of the Sanpete Messenger, a weekly newspaper based in Manti. On April 24th, publisher Suzanne Dean responded with an opinion column urging more candidates to run for office and more voters to get involved.
My basic point was that if middle-of-the-road pillars of the community do not stand up and run for local office, you're going to be left with people like McDonald who are kind of out there on what I view to be the edge.
The column criticized what Dean called McDonald's obstructionism, something he says makes no sense.
To me, an obstructionist stops things. I haven't been able to stop anything. I've been a no vote on some issues. But every single thing that they have wanted to get through has got through because I've been the only no vote if that's happened.
Dean's column touched off a furious debate in the community. The newspaper printed a lengthy response from McDonald, dozens of letters from both supporters and detractors, and when the filing deadline arrived, 11 candidates had declared their intention to run for office in Mount Pleasant, 3 for mayor and 8 for 2 positions on the city council. Dan Simons, a former city council member, is running for mayor. He's retiring from his job as postmaster in Spring City, and he says he'll be able to devote his full time to what is normally a part-time job. Dave Blackham is also running for mayor. He's a former city council member and the owner of the Skyline Pharmacy right in the center of town. He says others in city government have found McDonald difficult to work with.
It's like this. If you work, let's say, in your office, and you have someone that's hired that you cannot fire, okay? And everything that is done, he challenges. Everything that is done, he questions. How long before your entire office pulls away from that person?
McDonald, though, is not alone. Some of the candidates running for the city council agree with his agenda, which may have as much to do with national politics as local issues. Vern Akau-Ola told folks at the candidate forum he believes the city has some of the same problems as the federal government.
One of my main reasons for running is I feel right now our country's headed in the wrong direction. We're loaded with debt. And I think a lot of the problems are, as some of the candidates have stated, for grants and things. Grants have not been the answer.
Mount Pleasant has received millions of dollars in grants from federal and state government as well as private donors in recent years, using the money for everything from renovating City Hall to building a rodeo arena. Many of the applications were engineered by City Council member Mont Bona, who is not up for re-election this time. He says local tax revenue doesn't come close to addressing the city's needs.
I think the reality will set in, and they'll realize that the money has to come from somewhere, especially with this aging infrastructure. It's got to be addressed, and they'll have to sit down and figure out how to do it.
The city's nuisance ordinance may be as much an issue for candidates in Mount Pleasant as any dispute over spending. A lot of people got mad a few years ago when letters went out from the city to some property owners telling them to clean up junk cars and mow their weeds. Mayoral candidate Jeff McDonald says they've asked him to push for a change.
I tried to get him to review this ordinance and relook at it. and see if we can make it a little bit more community friendly instead of so, I don't know the right word for that. It was just really hard-nosed ordinance for a country community.
McDonald's opponent, Dave Blackham, can see the argument from those who think the city is infringing on private property rights, but he says there's more to it.
When some of that goes beyond and you have a situation where it compromises public safety, you can't allow that. If with respect to other people's property and potentials for fires, if they don't take care of their weeds and that kind of thing. So you got to strike a balance.
Whatever the motivations of those running for office in Mount Pleasant this year, it's clear no one will win by default. Suzanne Dean, the publisher of the St. Pete Messenger, won't take all the credit for the full slate of candidates, but she does think her paper made a difference.
A community newspaper does have some influence, especially if there's a situation that people aren't informed about. I think that the brouhaha growing out of my original publisher's perspective did motivate some people to get involved, people across the opinion spectrum.
But the job takes a toll. After 12 years publishing this 120-year-old newspaper, Dean says she's looking for an opportunity to retire. Dan Bomas, KUER News.